when it comes to shidduch information, on one hand, it's tremendous chesed. What are you doing? Your friends and your chavrusa are not going to get married unless you're there to give information and to vouch for them. So on one hand, you're doing a tremendous chesed. On the other hand, it's a tremendous achrayus. You know, chayim mavetz b'yad lashon, and unfortunately, there are many people, not many, there are some people who never got married because they had the wrong person on their resume. And picked the wrong person, and the person, whatever, doesn't like you so much, or the person has attitude, has ayin ra, and just has bad information. If the person on the resume doesn't vouch, then you could move on to the next one. So on one hand, it's a chesed, on the other hand, it's, you know, it's a big achrayus. And the Maaser of Aaron Cutler, that he, secretary used to bring him coffee every day in the morning. So one time she brought him a coffee, and sat there, wasn't drinking it. They brought him another one, a third one. So finally, he was telling me this, I'm like, what's going on? You're fasting today? He said, no. Somebody told me that you have to first say the Kol Mishnah information. I'm so nervous what to say. I don't know what to say about this guy. On one hand, you know, you have a chrayus to the person you're answering. You want to help him out. On the other hand, the person, there's another person on the phone who's also need to know the accurate truth. And if you give something which is not accurate, and you know, it's not healthy for anybody. So it is a tremendous achrayus, but on the other hand, it's a tremendous chesed. So many times you're going to have shaylas, you're not going to know what to do. You get phone calls, and you're not going to be sure exactly what to do when somebody asks you. A lot of times it's a split judgment. We can try to give you basic gedarim, but not every single time you're able to know on the spot what to do. So a friend of mine teaches in the seminary, he said, there's a seminary girl told him, oh, this is what she does. She always, she has a paper in her hand, and if somebody calls and she doesn't want to answer, she just, crumples up and says, the connection's not clear, can you call me back? And like that, she has time to go ask a shayla. So, you know, if you're not sure, it's a good idea, no? What? What did I say? Not shaker at all. Okay, in terms of shaker, whenever you're doing something, what? When you're doing something for like a tales like that, in order, you're not sure what to say, right? You know, you don't want to say lashon hara, you don't want to say something which is not good for the other person, you have to ask a shayla. So if you're just like, oh, it's not so good for me right now, you know what that means. It means there's a red flag, right? And then you're ready, that alone, you're saying something bad about the person. So you have to do it in a creative way that you have to, they call you up about, let's say, Reuben Smith. And Reuben Smith is a guy you're not sure what to say. So you say, when they call you up, I want some information on Reuben Smith. Oh, he's a great Bach, he's a Gevalik Bach, I wish I could speak to you now. I'll call you back an hour. You call me back an hour. But say something good quickly and get off the phone. And then find out from ask a shayla what exactly you're supposed to do. But you can't, you just say oh, I'm not sure, I have to ask a shayla, right? That means something wrong with the guy. So you don't want to do that. Okay. Now, when it comes to saying shidduch information, there's no hilchos shidduchim. There's no such thing. It's basically a playoff of hilchos lashon hara. And that's a shayla. It's a lashon hara shayla. Saying good about what you're allowed to say, what you have to say, when it's a chiv to say, and it's all the gedarma basically on hilchos lashon hara. Now, when it comes to the lashon hara, I just have to keep me on the phone because when it comes to lashon hara, so there are two types of lashon hara. What's lashon hara? What's lashon hara? It's not nice. What? Say? Okay. Bad. Okay. So two types of lashon hara. There's lashon hara, which is, let's say, bad, like you're saying, negative bad. What was that third? Negative bad, and what's the third one? Weird. Not nice. Okay, that's sweet. Okay. Negative bad and not nice. Okay. What? You're out of time, right? Okay. What? We're not answer. Okay, negative bad, not nice. And that's one type of lashon hara, derogatory. All those things, you're saying something which is bad about something. Now, what's called something which is... Then there's a second type of lashon hara, which is maybe, I guess, a chiddush to the ilum over here. Even so, I don't say anything bad about the person, but... For example, you go to somebody's Shabbos suda, you come back, and you say, this guy's the best chalant. You spread around to everybody. And then next week, everyone wants to come to him. So the Gemara says, Mavarach Areil B'Korah, if you go Mefarsim to everybody, that also goes into the Gedda of Lashon Hara. Why is Lashon Hara? I didn't say anything bad about him. I said he has great chalant, right? Tari says, if you call somebody a Hezek, that also is called Lashon Hara. something happened to him that a person didn't want, he caused a hezek, that also goes into the gedder of Lashon Hara. Even though you're not saying anything bad about the person, but you'd be mazik somebody, that also goes into Lashon Hara. Therefore, when it comes to answering Lashon Hara Shidduchim, there are two types of Lashon Hara you could be saying. You got to say, what's with Reuben Smith? And you say, like, oh, he never comes to Shacharis, ever. Not only doesn't come to Shacharis, he doesn't even damn Shacharis, okay? Then, okay, that's one type of Lashon Hara that you're saying g'nai about the person. Then there's a second type of Lashon Hara, you're saying anything bad about him. You say, like, I don't see the shidduch. So there's like a hezek. So if you're right, and taka, it's really not a good shidduch, then okay, there wasn't any hezek going on over here. But if you're not right, so then you cause a hezek to happen, even if you say anything bad, nothing wrong with not being a good shidduch. Nothing wrong at all. But you cause a hezek to happen, and that also goes in the gedder Lashon Hara. Therefore, the typical is when you, the brother for your sister, right? It's always like you said, no, not this one, not this one, not that one, not this one. You guys don't have sisters? Older sisters? You got this right? You knock them through. What? Yeah. Okay. You have any older sisters? Who has older sisters over here? Picking somebody, right? See, how many shukhan you knock off of her?
Probably a good bunch.
Good bunch. Okay, now. So, just like, it is no real good reason. So, right there. And, you know, that can shy love hezek. You know, as you cause a hezek to happen, you have to, if there's a good reason, yeah, but I'm not sure, I don't see it. You know, you have to be very careful when you say you don't see it, because that also goes into the gedder Lashon Hara, because it's causing somebody hezek. So it's clear, this is in the gedder for all Lashon Hara. There's no one type of Lashon Hara where you say something bad about something. General bad is very relative. They say somebody's average. Is that bad? What? Is this bad?
Half and half. That's
what I say. Well, you're better than 50%, right? Okay. But the other thing is very relative. Generally, bad is anything which is bad, something also. Any isser is bad. A guy doesn't come to Shacharis. A guy doesn't says that's a Lashon Hara. No, anything which is bad, you know, against Ribbono Shel'Olam, any isser that's bad. And then the last thing, Drusha Hezek. Anything which, if you break a shidduch when it wasn't a good reason, then that could be something which would go into the gather of Lashon Hara. So you have to be careful. You know, you always have to be careful both ways. Okay, now, so a couple different calls when you give us information. Number one is, let's say you give me information, you want to say something bad about somebody. Number one is, never, ever give shidduch information if you hate the guy. If you don't like the guy. Why? Because whenever you're saying Lashon Hara, the only hetter to say Lashon Hara is, it's a teilas. Somebody exclaimed information, they didn't know about this person. You know this person is just not a good person. So the hetter to tell them, or the chiyav to tell them, is going to be chiyav, is going to be hetter. The hetter is that you're doing it with teilas. You're doing it in order to help the person out. Therefore, that's the hetter to do it. If you don't like this person, you're trying to get the person back. And that's a problem. Because whenever you're saying something bad about somebody, you have to have their right kavana. And the hetter is to say when your kavana is to do it for the proper reasons. And if you don't like this person, very possibly you're not going to do it for the proper reasons. So you should be very hesitant to say information on somebody who you don't like. Rule number two is that when people ask you a question, you have to understand who is on the other line. There are many things very relative. There's a famous Zilberstein story that somebody called information about somebody. This guy's like a weirdo, like strange as could be. So the guy said, yeah, hakol mishonah. That means everything is strange. Gets there a couple weeks later, they get engaged, and you know, the guy comes to the bar, like he sort of subtly asks, like, I gave information, like, you know, what do you think of the information I gave you? So they said, we didn't care, he doesn't have a good voice. Well, there's no Hebrew, I call Mishona. The voice is different. Okay. You guys aren't Israeli enough. Okay. But, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of broken telephone going on when you give information. When somebody asks, is the person smart? So that's a very relative question, depending on who's asking the question, what the person considers smart. Is the person a masmid, right? The way you see it, is he a serious learner? Is he a masmid? So that can mean many different things, right? It can mean like the chazanish. They once found the chazanish lying on the floor next to the pillow. So they asked like a manashach. The pillow's on the floor, so like, why are you lying next to the pillow? Now, if the pillow's on the bed and you're on the floor, okay, fine. But the pillow's on the floor and you're lying next to the pillow, like, what's the shot? So the chazan said, he learns, he has no kaychas, and he just collapsed, he couldn't make the pillow. Fine, so that's one type of, you know, do they mean that? Or Some people think of Masim is somebody learns 6 hours a day. Wow, it looks first Seder and second Seder. Everything's very, very relative. Is it 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day? So when they say, somebody's a Masim, how many hours do you think?
Learns three Sederim a day.
Three Sederim a day. What do you think? About it. Work it out. What?
Full days.
What?
Full days.
What's full day mean?
Three Sederim.
Three Sederim. Okay. What? What's full star mean? It's such a big massive. What's a Benistar, right? 2 hours Benistar, we have sub Benistar, we have 10:45 and
four chakras.
What?
Four chakras.
Right, it's all very relative. So like if I'm on the phone and I ask you, you say, yeah, he's a massive. And I didn't have that, I'll be coming after you after being engaged, right? okay, well you tell me to break a bridge. You know, if the things are very, very relative, so you have to know when the person asking you where he's coming from, what he wants. You know, Baal Bas says, is he a serious loner? So it depends, like, so like something's called being serious learning, you start the conversation, so like you're looking for a learning guy? No. So you want a guy who's learning for a year but he's a serious learner? So am I just means he wants somebody who's whatever, serious about life, I don't know. So you have to, you know, so basically somebody's calling up. If you know who they are, you can answer the questions very good because you understand what they're asking and therefore you're able to understand. But if you don't know who they are, so in general when they call you up and they start asking information, so first thing you say is like, he's a great pocket, da, da, and you say, so what are you looking for? Get a little picture of what they want and then you can understand how to answer the questions, because if you don't understand what they're looking for and what they mean, then it's just going to be broken telephone and going to be a lot of miscommunication. And if it's international shidduch, like in England to America where it's sold, then like it's like 80 times worse, saying the communication and what this means, what that means, and hakol mushona. And you know, you have to be even more careful with that. So because when you give information, many things, that everything basically in life is relative. Is he a masculine? Is he nice? Is he how does he walk? Everything's very relative.
So should you ask for definitions?
No. So first thing, when they ask information, you say right away, he's a great bacher, and let's take a couple of miles. Like, quickly, right away. And just say, like, okay, so just tell me what you're looking for. It's like, I want to help you out. Let me hear what you're looking for.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
There's another room inside.
It's already dark.
If they ask information about a bacher and you say the truth and nothing but the truth, the exact truth, then I would say you're a chakran. And let me explain myself. What I mean over here is that the definition somebody asked about Emerson Shaker, just a quick definition of Emerson Shaker in terms of what's considered the truth or what's not considered the truth. When you're in high school, you go to the bathroom and you got a little, you meet a friend, you start schmoozing a half hour, and then you realize like, come into class, you're always going to ask you where you are after half hour. So, you walk into the classroom and you say, what if I go to fill that slice? So I can't remain. So, to give the impression they come straight from the bathroom. Okay? So is that considered the truth or is that not considered the truth? I didn't say anything, which is whatever. So, what?
Want to stay here? This is
the
spot right here.
I don't know. Is anyone's writing? Okay, then I guess we'll move over. Okay. Okay, so the definition of emes and sheker, and this is the biggest site to get a lot of different things, it's the impression which you're giving off, that's if we the message which you're giving across, that's really the definition of emes and sheker. The Gemara discusses if somebody gives an exaggeration. You say like, there were thousands of people. Is that considered a sheker? 1,000 people, a couple hundred people. The Gemara says that guzma is not considered a sheker because if that's the way people talk and people know what you mean, then that's not considered a sheker, even though maybe the actual words weren't the actual truth, but people know what you mean, therefore it's not considered a sheker. So when it comes to giving shidduch information, if you say the truth and nothing about the truth, exactly the truth, what the person is, then whoever you're saying information about is not going to get a shidduch. Because when it comes to shidduch information, everyone always exaggerates. That's just the culture. That's the way it is. If you say exactly the way it is, then if you say like he's very smart, that means he's average. Right? If you say he's brilliant, he's just pretty smart. If you say he's average, it means he's dumb as a doorbell. And therefore, that's just the way people talk when it comes to shidduch information. So therefore, if you don't exaggerate, you're giving off a false impression. Yeah, Berkowitz once said that if you write a bris starts 8:45, you start 8:45, you're a chakrit. Because 8:45 means 9. you say 45, so you give off the wrong impression. Now, when it comes to emes sheker, it's the more the impression you give off, the message which you give, it's not the actual words. Therefore, when it comes to information, the normal thing is that a person exaggerates somewhat. Not too much, but somewhat people exaggerate. And therefore, you should always say a little bit better than what the person actually is. Everyone's there, yeah, he's a great guy. You know, that's what people want to hear. And as long as he's Be'erich, you know, he's a decent guy, then that's what a person, the correct thing for a person to say. Now, sometimes there's a chiv, there's like different categories. Sometimes there's a chiv, you have to say certain things. Sometimes it's tell if they ask. Sometimes there's a difference whether it's a relative or not. Fine. There's sometimes a situation where you have a chiv to go ahead and make sure to tell certain information. Where does that apply? You are not allowed to sit by and watch your friend's blood being spilled. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that applies not just somebody's getting killed literally, if somebody's going into a bad business deal, going into a bad shidduch, if something wrong with somebody, it's not marriage material, then be chiv to go ahead and tell the person. Therefore, if you know somebody you hold like you have a rachmanas and whoever this person marries, so then you have a chiv to make sure to tell the people that. Because if the person, if you don't tell them and they get married, and you know, the person has a horrible life, and you're the cause of it. I had a chavrus somebody told me that there's this thin guy got engaged. He's like, whoa. Like, never thought he'd get engaged, and he feels bad for the kala. He's going to call her up, call the family up to tell them. Then he found out the chassid is going to be in 5 weeks. So I figured it's going to be too quick. And Lamaisa, a year later, they got divorced, and you know, they had a kid, and the girl's life was ruined. So it's very, if there's something seriously wrong with the person, so then not only are you allowed to say, you have a chiv to go in and tell people. Now, that's a very big but. Number one is, you have to make sure, there are things which are etzem wrong, and there are things which are just perception. You have to be very, very clear that this person is not marriage material, to be very clear that there's something really very wrong with the person. Now, you guys are young. I know you hate when people say that. Even though 20-year-olds know everything, right? You know the Mark Twain story, right? With his parents? Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? I don't know. Like, I guess when Mark Twain, he said that when he was 18, his parents were stupid. He went to college 4 years, he came back, and he's like, wow, I learned a lot in the last 4 years. Then he got away, he got married, came back, you know, 5 years later, he was 30. He's like, wow, the whole age, his parents are getting smart. And then 5 years later, came back, and he realized that it's not that they got smart, he got smart. But, fine. But anyhow, a kapanim, why is it negeis? Negeis tamzei, when it comes to, when you're going into shidduchim, it's chiv. You have to have somebody, either a rebbe or a parent, just to guide you along in terms of what to look for, what your priorities should be, because even, you know, basically, Bachram, you have no idea, you're dining marriage, which you know nothing about. It's just something which, like, you just have a perception based on your parents, and based on judging other people. You never experience it. And you have no clue what's important for shidduch, what's not important for shidduch. I should have brought it along. Okay, when I was in Lakers, I started declaring this and that. I had a list of 15 things, like, which I thought was important, which I wanted in the shidduch. I took it out recently. I was laughing so hard, saying they're all totally ridiculous. I didn't even get one of them anyhow, but okay. You're jotting something which you have no clue about, and you don't know what's important, what's not important, and therefore it's extremely... Don't do it alone. You have to have either a bayim or parents just to guide you along in terms of, you know, what's... Like, in Derek Cloud, most people can probably think that personality is very, very important. Or fun is very, very important. Right? That's what you probably think. What? Huh? All right. Probably high on the list, right?
Midas.
What? Midas is everything, right? Okay. Right. Yeah. Rivka, Midas. Yeah, everyone's about Midas, but... Yeah, I'm saying... Every person's Midas got a... Okay, well, that's not a good thing now. But we're getting off on a tangent. But, no, you have to enjoy the person, right? Otherwise, whatever. But marriage is not about fun. That's not what it's about. I'm saying similar goals and priorities is probably number one on the list. You have to be heading in the same direction. You know, and what your goals and priorities out of life are. That's, you know, that's the main thing. Saying, and then obviously you have to enjoy the person's whatever, but like fun and geschmack. That's like, you know what I mean? Especially like the people like who are like less geschmack, like that, they're always looking for that, right? But because you have to make sure to get guidance on the topic, is, you know, to get clear what's important, what's not important, because without cloud, it's not a tain on you, just something. It's like if you have to, Dan now had to do a brain surgery, right? You hold the other day on it. What do you know about brain surgery? Like, well, you have no clue, right? That's not no clue. But it's something which you don't know anything about. So, you know, marriage, even though maybe you think you know about it from Danning from Nebuchadnezzar, but tell something you experience that you don't have the right perception of what's what and what the things are. Therefore, it's very important to have guidance when it comes to Shidduch. Akabanim. Yeah, so if you hold somebody's not married to, make sure before you say anything, ask your Rebbeim if they also hold like that. I've had a lot of mices with Buck and call me up and say, like, they come over to my roommate and this guy is like, no way. And I tell him, ask your Rebbe, tell me what Rebbe says and come back to me. And many times, you know, the Rebbe said that, no, it's a problem, which go away after marriage, or it's not so bad, or don't say anything. So before you go in and ruin the Shidduch, so no more, you might have a Chiyuv, same as I'm the Reaka, but double check, you know, if it's somebody from your share, right, if you're talking about him. So then, you know, ask Rebbe, well, actually ask him, what he thinks about this person, and what do you think, you know, is this something we have to say, or don't have to say, and before you do it, you should double check to make sure that it's not whatever. But Bedeh Klal, if there's something serious, there's a Lissam Dem Reaka. For example, the guy has just a crazy temper, or the guy, person, like, or like, no one wants to be his roommate. So no one wants to be his roommate, neither does she, right? So, or the guy has serious medical problems or psychological problems. You know, if there are serious issues, they're very passive. It could be a chiv to go ahead and say. Right, I would say check with your Rebbe beforehand to make sure you're making the right judgment call, but it's very possible that there'd be a chiv to go ahead and say in that type of situations. When it comes to, I guess, in terms of somebody has an issue, you have a medical issue, you have a psychological issue, in terms of, are you mechuyev to tell the other side or not? This is a very important topic, a very, very important sugya. So the basic rule is like this, that there's certain things which, two sheets in class, so I'll say over the stipler. What Mesach was I learning now? Which sheet was Vasa, I get that. Vasa. There's a stipler in Yevamos. And then I'll see that's one sheet, and that's sheet of the really more like the accepted sheet, they're really more inclined. So this stipler, Yom Vamos, very interesting stipler. Stipler writes that there's a Gemara example that somebody whose father was a goy. His mother was a Jew, his father was a goy, and he couldn't find a shidduch. So the Gemara was saying, he went to Issa with my Rome, what should I do? I can't get a shidduch. So the guy said, just go to another town, no one knows who you are, and just get married over there. So, in fact, the stipler, but what do you mean? Over here, no one wants to marry him because of his yichas. So go over there, no one's going to know about it. And therefore, go get married over there. What happened to, it should be Gnevis Das, I know, Mekach Toyes, and, you know, and what's the Chanting Bar? The Cypher says, a very Moedikus say, the Cypher says that Shidduchim is different than when you're buying an item. You buy a safer, so, you know, you buy a safer, you open it up, and it has a Pekam in it, so okay, you know, you want to take a different one. By a person, there's so many factors to a person, multifactorial, the main aspects to a person. He says the gather of Mekach Toyes when it comes to a Shidduchim is different than Kinyanim. By Kinyanim, what's interesting, this and that one? I have a Gemara Bavas. I can get this one or this one, right? So, okay. So if this one's bad, I'll take this one. You're dealing with a person, there are no two people who are alike. Everything's different. Therefore, the gather of Mekach Toyes is, according to this type, is if after you'd be married, you knew about this problem, you want to walk out of the Shidduch, then yeah, that's enough. But if the child is b'di'eved, you'd be okay with it, you'd be able to stomach it, then it would not be considered aina, and you would not be mechuyev to say. That was the opinion of the stipler. He writes, "Kedarkei v'kodesh halacha v'lo lemaisa," that's what he writes. Most places of Rabbi Asher, some of the Zalman and all the American places, was pretty mukubal on Klai Yisrael is that no, if you have something wrong, you have to say, but you don't have to say it at the beginning. If you say it at the beginning before you go out, so then no one's going to go out. After you go out a couple of times, you have to go, say, three times. That's Mekubon Kaiser. After you go out three times, then after the person really sees who you are, you're not a person, you're not a resume on paper. And you're on a paper, okay. Learned in, Shayosha, Mir, diabetes, right? Whatever, you're not a person on paper. So then, after the person met you and knows your milas, then, which you're not too far along, you're not at the lechayim, you went out a couple of times, that's the point you have to say. So it's pretty mukubal and klai, so that after three dates, you have to go ahead and say. Are there any places going to like this diaper? Most not. But if you go, your place that does go to mahalach diaper, I'm just telling you, it's a very, very dangerous mahalach. Because there's a difference between boys and girls when it comes to this. Let's say, for example, diabetes. I'm just giving an example. Let's say diabetes. So if the girl comes with diabetes and didn't tell the boy, so he's going to be annoyed and tick. But it's going to be a cheshbon with it. You know, it's worth it, not worth it, then he'll move on. But girls' marriage is based on trust. And if you trick her, your whole life you can be angry about this. Just, that's the way it is. So it's lav dafka, it's a teva to... Yeah, different rabbis told me a story that one of them did something wrong before they were married, and then he found that afterwards he went around to every single, made sure to lose his ksuba, to go every single rav, to, whatever, to embarrass the person. I guess it's not always such a good eitzah, but mederakla, what's mekubal and klaisol is that after the third date, you have to go ahead and say, until then you don't have to go ahead and say. Just agav, if somebody has any issues, you should make sure to take care of it when you are single. Don't wait till you get married. A lot of times people don't want anybody to know. It's not good for shidduchim. They're embarrassed to get help. No, Baruch Hashem, in our dar, there's such good help for every problem a person has. And chaval, if you have an issue, not to share with your rabbeim, they could help you out. And they could send you to people. And don't wait till after you're married to take care of problems. It's much more complicated than... And, you don't want to start off the marriage on the wrong foot. You want to start off, and then start off in the right place. So if you have any issues, try to take care of it as quickly as possible. So anyhow, so there's one type of thing which is a chiyuv. There's something very serious. You have to go ahead and say it. There's a second thing which is not as serious, like we're saying. Then you can wait to the third date to go ahead and say it. Therefore, if they call you up, this person has diabetes. So if you know the person's going to say after the third date, you're not mechuyav to say. If it's something which it's an issue. And the person's gonna, you trust the person's going to say that issue over after the third date, so then you're not mechuyav to go ahead and say it. They're gonna find out. There's no reason to rush to go ahead and say that piece of information. There's another category is when they ask questions and it doesn't make so much of a difference, but they wanna know. They come to shachris every single day. So the klal, anything they ask you, best them you're allowed to answer, if you want, you're allowed to answer. If you don't want to answer, if it's not something which is serious, you're not mechuyav to answer. You don't have to answer. You can say, I don't know, I'm not sure, and you're allowed to deflect. You're allowed to deflect the question and not answer. So basically the klal is, this chazal quickly, the klal basically. If there's a serious issue, you're mechuyav to go ahead and tell the person. Even if they don't ask, it be. If there's a middle level issue, so if they're going to say after the third date, don't say anything. If they're not going to say, then could be, you should say. Anything which is not such a big deal, just like things, small things and things like that. If they ask you, you're allowed to say. Mashen Kane, you don't have to say. If you don't want to say, you're not mechuyav to go ahead and answer. You're not mechuyav to go ahead and answer the question. You say, I don't know, I'm not sure. You're not mechuyav to go ahead and answer every single question that they ask.
In that level, are you allowed to lie?
Who?
In that level, the smallest level, are you allowed to lie?
You let say, I don't know. Don't trick them and say the opposite. That would not be pesedah, but you get out of it and say, I don't know the answer to that question.
What if they ask you the middle level? They specifically ask about
no, that. If he's going to say, you do not have to answer. If you know for sure he's going to say, are there any health problems?
Are you allowed to answer?
What do you say?
Are you allowed to answer?
So it's like this. The answer to what you let answer, not answer, is that on one hand you're like harming him. On the other hand, you're harming him and you're helping them. So it depends who's asking the question. If you're closer to your friend, so don't answer. If the person asking is a relative or somebody you're closer to, then you can answer, but a lot of times it's not really necessary to say the actual issue. Let's say it's for your sister, right? And you know that there's something wrong. Just say, like, it's not a gate. It's better not to say the actual issue. No reason to fasten the issue. Let's say you knew something which no one else knows. Like, he confided in you. Are you allowed to say it or not? So this is of Gilei Sod, you're not allowed to be megala of somebody's secrets. But the Issa of Gilei Sod is really a gather of Lashon Hara. Chavos Chaim is on in the gather of Lashon Hara, Rechilas. So therefore, it depends. If the person has a right to keep the secret, so then you wouldn't be able to say. But if the person does not have a right to keep a secret, so then you'd have a chiv to go ahead and say. So the guy confided in you that he has some very serious issue, and they're calling up about it, then you're going to have to say. So therefore, two things. There are two exceptions to this. One exception is, number one, when it comes to Rabbeim. Rabbeim, Rabbanim, therapists. So there's a psak from the Gedei Adar that when it comes to Derech Klal, it's not a rule across the board, when it comes to Rabbeim, Rabbanim, and therapists, that for them to say things, then it's Begeder Pekuach Nefesh. Because if you know you couldn't trust Rabbi Akshal, what are you going to tell him when they call him up that he's going to say? Or you know you can trust, if you go to a therapist, you can trust your therapist. So you can trust your Rabbanim, then the world just wouldn't be able to run. And it's together like a Pekuach Nefesh, as Rabbi Yashiv called, for Rabbeim, therapist, and Rabbanim to say. So if Derech Klal is a secret, your Rabbeim are not going to share with anyone else. They wouldn't have a right to share with anyone else. And therefore, the Derech Klal, they're not going to go ahead and share it. That's number one. So if you know a secret about somebody and they put you on their resume, just ask them, what should I do about this? Now, tell them you should basically take it off the resume because you know about it, then something the person has to say, and then you have a chiv to say. So if you do something which only you know about, ask them, what do you want me to say about this issue? And if he doesn't want you to say, just please take me off the resume because, you know, it's going to be a problem.
What would be an example of that? A secret?
Let's say, you know, he takes psychological pills. Or you know he has a medical condition which no one else knows.
Wouldn't that be something that he would tell them after the third day? So then you wouldn't have to say anyway.
If he's going to. Okay, no problem. If he's going to. Or you know he has certain issues. Let's not go as advice. He's not going to say the third day. Let's say you know certain things. Let's say he did something very wrong. Whatever. He does certain things that are very wrong. Let's see. Okay, he has an iPhone. No. He does something, something which is not going to be said. Not everything. You don't, right? You have the third day, you don't sit there listing all your concerns, right?
Maybe he
did something very wrong. Or he does. What?
History of what he did.
Right? Information has to be current. Very important that I was bringing up. Information has to be current. Somebody did something wrong 5 years ago or 4 years ago, what he did in high school. Let's just, like, forget the past. And if it's something which is not negeya anymore, so then, if it's not negeya, it's not negeya. So, you know, don't go back too far when it comes to information. What?
Do you have to say it on a date, something that you did wrong?
You're not going to get married. I don't know what you did wrong. You mean you want to smoke Lashon Hara, are you saying? What? You did not come on by Shemana today? Like, no.
Is it like
your
neighbor?
What?
Are you tricking her?
What do you say?
Are you tricking her? If it's not current, it was a problem before, are you tricking her?
Can you still give an example? Or you rather not?
We.
What?
Someone smoked up.
Let's say someone was
in high school or in Beis Medrash and hasn't smoked in 2 years.
Okay, so if it's something which is not going to come back, so do not, if it's something, look, we can debate if somebody smoked, whether it's going to come back or not can come back. But if you're convinced it's not going to come back, don't say. It's irrelevant. Who cares what you did when you were? Why is that relevant if it's not going to come back? You don't know if the guy had addiction and he went to alcohol and did a 12-step program, so he can be struggling all life. Then that's something probably a person should say after the third date. But information has to be current.
What if it's not current, but it affects the person's status? Like, let's say a girl, makes a difference if she's like a
psula,
let's say.
Well, she's going to have to. What's all shah? This is true, it's my sham. You have to say, you don't have to say, okay, that's fine. Okay, let's not go there. There's a Jerome Moshe about it, there's my sham about that. Whether. Huh? is a Chuz Masham wants to say, what's the problem? You'd be Meichel de Ksuba. What's the problem? Just be Meichel de Ksuba.
He takes her to Bezim the next day.
What?
He takes her to Bezim the next day.
That's if she's Mazana Tachta. It's not if she's not that much new yet. But that's important. Information has to be current. If it's not current, then it's right. You have to, if it's something which is going to affect you Adiyom HaZeh, then that could be an issue. If it's not affecting you Adiyom HaZeh, then it's not an issue. These are the, you have any questions? I just give basic, very broad, basic clothing. Yeah. You want to get some more specific questions?
Smoking. Yeah, it's smoking. A guy says he's going to stop by
stuff.
Not weed. So no one is not going to stop.
Okay, but my
no. How many, like, what do you call smoking? Wait, let's start. What do you call smoking? You smoke two cigarettes a day or two packs a day, right?
Let's say 2 hours. Let's say the guy smokes two cigarettes, and let's say the guy who smokes, he goes out every hour, he goes out for a cigarette.
Right.
He says, he promises he's going to stop, and he goes to shut up.
Okay, so number one, he's not going to stop. No, I'll tell you why. No.
Okay, but you have to say?
Guy who's smoking, what, every hour like that? No.
That's a guy
who's smoking.
Smoked a lot?
A lot, yeah. His wife's gonna smell 1 second.
So first, what happens
grew up smoking. I don't smoke today.
Yeah.
No, just a couple.
Whatever.
I'm saying, cigarette once a year is not called smoking.
No, somebody was smoking a pack a day or two.
The guy smoking a pack a day and he's smoking.
You try not to. So it depends if your mom, whatever. First, like you know, you get mouthwash and you change your shirt. You say, like, you get caught eventually, but you know, when life. What?
Is this something you have to say? What if they ask you about it?
So like right there, whatever they ask you are allowed to say, you don't have to say. So like this, it depends. The guy smokes like, he smokes like, say, average Yeshiva Bachur. What's average Yeshiva Bachur smoking now?
1, 2, 3
a day. I say, like, they don't want to do a day, that's not a big deal. They can get over that, you're not gonna struggle with that your whole life, and whatever, fine. So you don't have to answer, just say, does he smoke? I don't know, I'm not sure, whatever, you know, don't answer that, you know, whatever. If it's a pack a day, he's a smoker. You know, for him to stop, he's going to be battling his whole life. That's, you know, that's the bottom line. It's very hard for people to stop. He's going to be battling it. It's not going to, you know, if he smoked for a couple of years, a pack a day, no, not push it. Then, you yourself, that's not a pagam. No, you smoke a pack a day, right? You don't have to say that on anything because I think whatever. This is not like diabetes. It's not like, I mean, you hope you don't get sick, right? Right? They say the average person who smokes lives 13 years less than the person who doesn't smoke. You know the stats, right? Yeah. Every cigarette, 13 years less. The average smoker versus the average non-smoker. This is every insurance. What's the first question in every insurance, case of life insurance policies? First question is, do you smoke? That's the first question. You know, it's not like a, this is not made up in the base medrash, like, you know, like, this is the first question they ask. 13 years less, they say the average cigarette knocks off 10 minutes of your life. And what?
It used to be seconds, no?
They say. Oh, now they smoke heavier stuff in the olden days. More serious stuff going on. So I'm going to get a smoking right there. If it's a little bit, don't answer. Just say whatever. If it's just a little bit, just like deflect the question. If the guy is a real smoker, you definitely write the answer. And if it's a relative, then you should answer. You know what it is. But not just 1 or 2 a day, the guy's going to stop doing a relative.
Because of. The guy's an easy. In his pocket all day.
Right? If it stays in the pocket, it's fine.
No, I'm saying it's
not. Okay, right there. That's what I said. If it's something which, right there. If they ask you, then you should say, then you.
That's all we got information. What about you on a personal date? Does he have to say if he smokes?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have to say that.
She asks you, do you smoke?
So just what's your plan?
Deny
right there. By girls, I'm just telling right now. By girls, everything is based on trust. If you lie once, you ruin their trust. You know what I'm saying? It's something, just remember, you're not going to say what I'm talking about, but you realize that. If your wife ever catches you lying, always said, there's a head to be Mishana Panei Hashalom. Always saying, like, if you get caught, you're dead. So, what's the plan? You say you don't smoke, and then you're going to. So, if you smoke 1 or 2 a day, you can end up stopping. But, you know. What do you say?
What?
Drinking? Same type of thing. Obviously, you drink, right? If the guy is an alcoholic, right, there's something which you're going to be struggling your whole life if you're alcoholic. If you just drink a little bit, you know, Mishnah Vis Adam Adam Simcha, so every year, from Tu B'Shvat, okay, you say there. What do you say? You better get help before he gets married.
What?
You better get help before he gets married.
Really?
What?
Shabbos, whatever.
He should get out before he gets married. He should get up on it. What do you say? I'm out of it. That's what we're holding? I sound a little bit out of it. That's what we're holding? What do you say?
There are definitely guys.
Okay. What percent? Our people. What? 30?
30.
Wait, more than 30% of guys get like, we talk about like drunk, like, you know, like.
No.
Doing the wobble? Like what?
Not that.
What? I mean, just like a little bit like breaking it down. Like, yeah, but, yeah. Wow, okay. Wow. Bell, is that depressed?
You ever see a couple guys go to hell?
What? Well, by the way, they're what?
If you're never sober, you can never be.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be not sober to be whatever. Wow. Okay. It's very sad to hear that. Okay. That's depressing. But right there, the guy. I hear, if you tell me 30% to do it, it's a mina matzah, it's moksa, okay, right? 3%. What? 3%. 3%, okay.
3%?
What? 3% saying be okay, right there. If it's a little bit not, if the guy has a serious problem, he should get help because it's something, you know, when you're father, you gotta be in control. And your husband, you have to be in control. And if you're not, like for kids, like to see their father drunk, it's like, I mean, like, you know, out of control. What do you say? No. I'm saying you can drink a lot and be in control. Like, you know, it's like when you're around your kids and your wife. When you're Imlef Le'amel, like, people always don't know, like, what's going on? Like, you know, you have to be Imlef Le'amel when you're diving and you're going to this cheese and people are jumping in this and that, right? So the Imlef Le'amel, the answer is yes, it's really Imlef Le'amel. Because if they be standing in front of a king, I mean, they are standing in front of a king, but if they felt they're standing in front of a king, then they'd be able to control themselves. If they had to control themselves. When I was a bachur, so I was 15 years old, so there was, you know, everyone's all drunk, everything, all of a sudden there's a car accident on Purim. And the two bachur got killed. So they came, everyone ran quick to say to him, and like, everyone was sober, able to say to him. They got sober up very quickly. So we had to stand in front of like the dictator from North Korea, Putin, let's say, okay, Russia, right? So you'd be able to control yourself. So with that kind of compromise, is the guy is asking, he's under the Amalek, he's upset. That means he's Zechel Dalf Hemel. Therefore, it doesn't go perm. You can drink a lot of perm. Just don't, you know, just be. Just stand in front of the kids and your wife, you know? You go outside, you know? Go outside and whatever. Well, whatever. Okay, any other questions? Just wrap it up. What?
Let's say you get a call back by a guy who's stable on drugs. You're not afraid to say anything?
Are they relying on you for that, Amos?
Penny, very possible.
You're a random guy.
So, right, that's the thing he's going to stay on the third day. He's going to stay. He's going to stay on the third day, right? With that call. What?
It's not
called wasting your time because you're not going to do that. If they can stay after the third date, then if he's stable on pills, the third day. Also, what type of pills? Right? There's very different levels. There's like psychology pills, ADHD pills. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's like whatever. It's ADHD. It's mild. You know, they're very different. A lot of different levels of things, right? Of what you know, depending on what you know, what you know, depending on what the condition is. Okay, just make a sikkum. Make a question. Basically, when it comes to information, it's chayim of us be alalosh. You need to be very careful. Agav, when you go on a date, just happened just today. Just popped in back as amazing shayla. Somebody came up to me this morning that they went out and he's a shachin. And the boy said no because the girl doesn't dress yeshivish enough. Should he go tell the girl that? So number one is, if you go out and you're saying no, never ever say why. The shotgun's going to press you to give you, tell me why. Never ever say why for two reasons. Number one, you're damaging for the girl. There's no reason for it. And number two, if it gets back to him, that hurts. If you hear a reason why there's a no, if it's just a general no, fine. Say there, but if you hear a reason why it's a general no, that's very, very hurtful. So as much as the shaka is going to press you, never, ever say why you said no. Just say, the chemistry didn't click. You know, that's the, you just say like that. It's just not for me. I don't see it. It's not happening. They'd be pushing, blah, 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 blah. No, before I'm going to have it. Never, ever say the reason why. Because it's unnecessary lashon hara.
But if it's something that, like, they could fix, and if they you let them know, they'll be able to get married in the future, but they didn't. It bugged you now. I don't know, let's say they didn't use proper etiquette on the date.
So that might be a personality problem. Very possible, right? So I don't know if the...
Maybe it's just Stam, they didn't know what to do. No one gave them the proper education.
Hire? Okay, if it's something like that, maybe tell them in a month. Not now. I'm saying, it's not, you know, it's not the time to do it. That's number one. Two is in terms of talking to your friends when you go out. Be very careful in terms of bad-mouthing other girls. You know, I was in a dorm with a bunch of people going out, and certain girls were just, like, blacklisted, right? One guy went out there, didn't like her. You know, set over a couple of stories, and like, you know, yeah, her, no way, you know? So you have to be, and no, your mom's going to ruin people. And you have to be very, you know, it's, you might need to talk to somebody, you know, it is normal to talk to somebody maybe, so you just have one friend, but don't go spreading around things about people, because your mom's going to destroy people, and that's Namsha Lashon Hara, which is, you know, the worst Lashon Hara. So because this is saying, basically, we're dealing with the Lashon Hara Shaila, Chaim of Zeh Lashon, to be very careful. You have to understand what they're coming from, what they're asking for. You have to mechavim to Ellis when you do it. Information has to be current. Always say better than what the person is. People want to hear he's a great guy. Da, 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 da. Always when they call up right away. Say right away, boom, a couple of miles, and then ask them what they want, you know, and then go from there. In terms of anything they ask you, you're allowed to say. You don't have to say if it's something which is not really important. If the person has a serious condition, he holds not marriage material, you'd have a chiv to say. Ask her a bam, double check, benegel, you know, your perception whether this person is, you know, marriage material, not marriage material. If the person has an issue yourself, make sure to take care of it before you get married. But if not, you're gonna have to say on the third date. I just remember the story with there's somebody on a bus. And the 2 7-year girls, they were on the bus, they're talking. It's like, wow, I can't believe Rachel got engaged. She doesn't know how to run a house. She's a slob. And yeah, and I was like, yeah, I feel so bad for her husband. And she's not going to last the marriage more than a couple months. So then this lady turned around and said, like, are you serious? My son just got engaged to her. And they were both like, you know, they're just like speechless and like almost had a heart attack. Like just ruined their, you know, the son's, you know, their friend Shidduch. So, you know, they drove like another 20 minutes on the bus. And, you know, the girls like sat there, you know, they started crying. And then, you know, when they got to the stops, the lady got off, someone told her that it wasn't my son, but it could have been. Be careful what you say.